The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In a eulogy last week in Havana for his brother Fidel Castro, Cuban President Raúl Castro often saluted los jóvenes, young people. But it couldn't hide the fact that communist Cuba is still run by much older people, like Raúl, who's 85. Even after he and his comrades, los históricos, are gone, change is still likely to be slow, which may be why we're hearing more from Cubans like Cariel González.
We have to change. We have to evolve.
González is a 35-year-old accounting professor at the University of Havana.
The world has changed. Many young people here in Cuba, they want to have a new, fresh revolution, freedom to speak freely, freedom to meet, the freedom of business, especially for the entrepreneurs, and the access to the internet, but they are not allowed. The historical leaders are paralyzing the process.
González also consults the same private Cuban entrepreneurs the U.S. is trying to promote. But if you think he's a Cuban dissident, he's not.
I support the revolution.
Last week, González mourned Fidel Castro and praised what he called the revolution's social achievements. In fact, he was angry that Cuban Americans in Miami celebrated Fidel's death.
When President Reagan was shot, we did not enjoy that, have fun with that, even though President Reagan was one of the greatest enemies of Cuban revolution.
González belongs to a large cadre of Cubans, mostly millennials, who support the revolution and reform. Conservative communists in Havana and conservative anti-communists in Miami view them with suspicion, and they're often accused of wanting it both ways, of too conveniently separating Fidel's lofty socialist ideals and his brutal communist realities. But they're also a key bridge on the island. They can speak to the dire need for democratic change and to the rigid leadership that pulls the levers.
You can keep the achievement of the revolution, but you can have a market economy and exchange opinions. The historical leaders, they have the idea that that's bad, that's going to destroy the revolution, and it's not like that.
Cubans like González feel especially anxious right now. In Cuba, Fidel's death may prompt leaders to become more hardline. In the U.S., they know President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to cut off renewed relations with Cuba until Cuba produces more political change.
I've talked to one of the entrepreneurs here in Cuba, and he said, it's something incoherent. United States is promoting private business. So if Trump closes that door, he would be against his own interests.
Many other reform-minded Cubans agree, like Caridad Limonta. The revolution allowed her Afro-Cuban mother to work her way up from a hospital janitor to a registered nurse. Limonta became an economist and one of the first female vice ministers of small industry in Cuba. But then, 5 years ago, Raúl Castro opened the door wider to private entrepreneurship. Having seen Cuba's economic paralysis up close, Limonta quit the government and started what's now a successful clothing business called Procle, because she considers this Cuba's future. I can't separate my success as an entrepreneur from the preparation the revolution gave me, Limonta says, but I want my country to change and improve. Equally, she can't understand why Trump would reverse U.S.-Cuba normalization. Why would he want to asphyxiate Cubans like me, Limonta asks. Limonta's son, 25-year-old Oscar Matienzo, is her marketing man. Last summer, he attended an entrepreneur program at Florida International University. Oscar, too, says between Fidel Castro's demise and Donald Trump's ascent, his generation feels as if it's in limbo right now. Trump should realize private enterprise is helping Cuba change, says Matienzo. The Cuban government should realize this is a tool that will help the revolution achieve its goals. But chances are both the communist regime and Trump will keep Cuba's political and economic advancement on hold, at least until Raúl Castro leaves the presidency in about 2 years, say Cubans like Cariel González.
After 2018, I think we're going to see real changes.
But if those real changes don't happen, keep in mind the earliest Trump is slated to leave the U.S. presidency is 2021. I'm Tim Padgett in Havana. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.